Well, good morning. You're listening to the K&J Show here on WNBZ. It is a Tuesday. It's the 9th of May, and we're glad to have you along with us. Thanks for tuning in. Chris Knight, your host here, and our edition of the K&J Show brought to you, as always, this morning by Snapshot Photo. And coming up in a little bit, we'll be talking about Snapshot Photo, and they are back. Mike and Gail are back from vacation this week, and there and open and ready to handle all your photography needs. So we'll talk a little bit about Snapshot Photo coming up in just a couple of minutes. Snapshot, one of our local small businesses in the community, and that is really the topic that we're going to be talking about today. And I am joined by Brenda Thornton, who is with the Comlinks Women's Entrepreneurial Business Center. Hi, Brenda. Very good. Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
And also on my right, so to speak, is Tony, Tony Maglione, of the North Country Small Business Development Center. Did I say that right, Tony?
You did. Thank you.
Pretty close, I hope.
That's good enough. Thanks.
Good. Excellent. Well, thank you both for coming in today. And this is a really interesting topic. In just a few minutes, we're going to be talking about a workshop that is coming up on May 18th at North Country Community College about small business and strategies for success in a changing marketplace for small businesses. But first, I thought maybe to get an idea of, for people that might not be familiar with your agencies, with what you do, if you might take a minute or two just to explain a little bit about that. And I'm going to ask Brenda to do so first. Tell us a little bit more about the Women's Entrepreneurial Business Center, if you could.
Sure. Thank you. Actually, I have to talk a little bit about Comlinks. Mm-hmm. Comlinks is a huge organization located in Malone. We have several divisions. We actually celebrated our 40th anniversary last week, which was a very large event, and we had the Honorable Betty Little there with us for the entire day, which was really nice, and mm-hmm. we had organized this huge event and toured some local businesses in Malone, and we had Glenn King from the governor's office with us and Chris Ortloff, and it was a great day. We have several divisions within Comlinks. We have, obviously, the domestic violence intervention. We have neighborhood revitalization, economic development. We have Gleaning, which is a nutrition program, mm-hmm. and let me see, am I missing any? I probably am.
We do a lot, that's for sure.
We have a lot of different programs, but within economic development, which is where I lie, mm-hmm. is the Women's Business Center. We also serve men, so it's a misnomer that I am the Women's Business Center. Mm-hmm. And in there as well, we have the microenterprise loan program. So we can loan up to $25,000 to nascent businesses, which have yet started, mm-hmm. and to businesses that are in existence but want to expand. And that is for Franklin County residents only. Mm-hmm. But for me, I help individuals develop business plans. I help them with marketing strategies. I can help them with financial advice if they come to me with their business financials and can assess them. But my boss is a CPA, and she's also the CFO of Comlinks. So mm-hmm. together we have a great team.
Nancy
there.
Rich?
No, right? That no? is actually – Nancy Rich is our CEO.
CEO.
Yes. Okay, our CFO is Brenda Millett Glennon. So there are two Brendas within our program. but together we have a great team, and we can really help individuals get going. And it's a great program there. We give all sorts of business advice, and I really enjoy working with our businesses because it's something that we just get them going. I have several clients that come to me and say, oh, my goodness, I have this big anniversary coming up, for example. Mm-hmm. Help, how do I get this out? And so we'll go through, we'll give some marketing ideas, and then we'll talk about, okay, let's redo your business plan for the next 5 years. Or do you have a specific marketing strategy? Let's redo that. And let's look at your financials from the last 5 years, and where do you want to be financially in 5 years? Mm. So it's all of our services are free, as mm-hmm. we are funded through the Small Business Administration. So, and I cannot stress enough that we also serve men. So I get asked that question all the time, and I just can't stress that enough.
Good point. Now, Tony, the Small Business Development Center, North Country Small Business Development Center, does some of the same things, or how do you differ? How are you the same?
Well, similar. We're also funded by the Small Business Administration as well as the state of New York, and we're located on the campus of SUNY Plattsburgh in Plattsburgh, and we serve five counties: Franklin, Essex, Clinton, Warren, and Washington. Mm-hmm. Our services are also free and confidential. We have experienced advisors. Myself, I also teach finance and economics at Plattsburgh State and have quite an extensive corporate background. Our other advisor, Karen, is a former banker, and our director, Dee Clark, is a former small business owner herself.
Hmm.
We deal with new and existing businesses, anywhere from the small one-person operations to we've dealt with companies of 50 to 100 employees and doing $10 million in sales. Our experience is rather broad, and we help people, in essence, write business plans, strategize for the future, as far as, especially if you're talking about existing businesses. But again, we deal with small business, small, one-person operations and up. We have a lot of clients in Clinton and Essex and Franklin. We probably need some more out in Warren and Washington, but I don't know if this show goes all the way out there.
But
Essex and Franklin, we actually
cover a pretty broad area.
We have definitely quite a few people in the Adirondacks. Karen, our other advisor, deals with most of the other people in the Adirondacks. But
excellent. And let's focus a little bit on this workshop that's coming up here locally May 18th at the college. It's actually going to be held in Malone and in Saranac Lake at the same time. This is strategies for success in a changing marketplace. How did this come about, this particular workshop?
Well, I guess it came about given the fact that Walmart is proposing to come into the Saranac Lake region. They mm-hmm. are going into Potsdam, and there's one store opening very soon, I guess, in Malone.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, there's been one store in Plattsburgh for over 10 years now. Brenda asked me about 2 months ago if the Small Business Development Center would be interested in partaking in this workshop, and we agreed to do so, because mm-hmm. we believe that, especially in the town or in the village or the city of Saranac Lake, there's always a lot of concern what a store like Walmart comes into the area, and some of it is justified, some of it is I think a panic or hysteria that the media likes to create, but we believe that small businesses could not only survive but even thrive in an area where a mega retailer like Walmart comes into the area.
Mm-hmm. It's sort of an unknown in a sense. There's a lot of questions that probably small businesses don't know, and there are other people out there that have maybe been in a situation like that, which is obviously still sort of pending here. We don't know yet what the ultimate outcome would be, but it still would be important for people to be involved in this, regardless of what happens with that proposal. You feel that this will be a good opportunity for small businesses in the area?
Well,
absolutely.
Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. When we first proposed this workshop, it came about when Kristen Colarusso, who is our microloan enterprise program manager, was up here doing surveys trying to determine if small businesses were interested in expanding and looking for loan funding. And mm-hmm. she spoke to several small business owners, and she came back and she spoke to me, and her general concern was that small business owners were extraordinarily concerned that a Walmart or other large retailer would be moving into the area. So then Tony and I kind of talked, and Michelle Collins, our colleague from the SBDC in Canton, and it came about that, okay, we have this knowledge. Let's try to help these small business owners along their path. We can hand out some education, just some general business knowledge. And it doesn't necessarily have to pertain to a mega retailer moving into town. The information that we can share, we can provide, and that we can assist small businesses with is applicable to every business day. It's something that Tony and I do on every given day, and it's just something that I think both of us feel is useful to every small business owner out there. Mm-hmm. And if they don't attend the workshop, we certainly urge them to call and make an appointment with us, come in, discuss options with us. And this is something that I attended a local merchants association meeting a while back and tried to speak with the local merchants association local merchants association about this. Mm-hmm. And I'm hopeful that the message came across that way.
And this is a free opportunity, am I right?
It's $15 to attend, right. Which is, we think, a very reasonable price to attend a three-hour workshop. Right. Tony gave you his background, and my background is in healthcare management and also in planning and evaluation statistics. Biostatistics is my background. So, yeah.
What's going to happen at the workshop? Give me an idea of what, if a business out there decides to attend, what they'd expect to hear and see.
Well, we'll have a few different sections. One will be specifically talking about how other communities have been affected by the introduction of a mega retailer. Mm-hmm. But specifically, we'll be looking at how you can capture untapped revenues, okay, and create new marketing strategies, okay, and also, in essence, try to embrace your competitive advantages. All businesses have some type of a competitive advantage or some type of a core competency. And regardless, again, of whether you have to deal with a mega retailer or not, you're always dealing with other competitors, and often you're dealing with whether in your local area or outside. Of course, this is not only a workshop that is going to be only. I want to stress that this is not only for retailers. This is for all businesses. Whether you're a contractor, landscaping, whether you are in the manufacturing field, really all types of businesses. Because we, in essence, at this workshop, we'll be talking about strategies that could be employed by more than just retailers. For instance, sometimes companies or even small retailers don't realize that there are other avenues where they can sell their product, and not only, storefront. I mean, mm-hmm. there's, of course, on the web, there's broadening their market as far as if they're producing a certain product. There's a lot of people in the Adirondacks that are producing products, and there's a lot of avenues for them to sell it, and it's not only in the local area, but outside the local area, throughout the state, throughout the Northeast. And we have dealt with people like that in the past who have been able to market their product outside the local area in order to broaden their revenue potential.
So you want to give them some options out there that they could just kind of redefine themselves, if they need to, or re-strategize or something like that. Is that
right?
Yeah, absolutely. What's so important that I want to stress to local businesses is that once a mega retailer, if approved, and does move into the area, is that things are going to change. For instance, so many truckers work for mega retailers. Your wholesalers are essentially decreased. And so you have a large pool of truckers who are constantly bringing goods to the mega retailer. Your supply of truckers is cut in half. Hmm. So then how do you think you are going to get your supply of paper towels, napkins, toilet tissues, etc.? Hmm. So if you then need to get just everyday common goods, the length of time to get those goods may be doubled or tripled. So by piggybacking with your neighbor down the street to make one large order, then maybe that would be well worth it for a trucker. So these are the types of options that we're going to be talking about, working collectively together and coming up with strategies to kind of work together. I know that already there's a directory being built as to where you can find certain items in the village of mm-hmm. Saranac Lake. For instance, where can I buy socks? And that is a great first step. But we also want to stress to local merchants, and then also, as Tony said, local contractors, local landscapers, etc., if you have a large retailer in the area, it's going to be more difficult to get everyday goods. So just you need to be more cognizant of the fact that you're going to have to change your marketing plan a little bit and just your overall everyday just supply chain a little bit. By working together, that can be better facilitated.
Very interesting. Again, we're talking today with Brenda Thornton of the Women's Entrepreneurial Business Center from Com Lakes, and also Tony Melioni of the North Country Small Business Development Center. And they're having a workshop that's coming up May 18th at North Country Community College. And we'll ask a little bit more about some of the other things communities, business owners might learn from this workshop, in particular focusing maybe on how some other communities, how you've handled similar things, and in particular, I'm going to mention, talk a little bit about Plattsburgh with Tony, because that's where he's based. But I want to take a quick break, talk about our sponsor of today's K&J show, and that is Snapshot Photo in Saranac Lake. Mike and Gail are back from vacation, and they are there to meet all of your photography needs, and glad to have them back with us, and they're there to offer everything you need, whether it's slide film, black and white film, albums, frames, much more. Digital printing as well. Of course, you can stop by. They've got self-service digital developing available for you. A lot of people tapping into that digital market these days, and Mike and Gail can help you with that. They've got the self-service digital as well as all of the supplies you need for those digital cameras, memory cards, and much, much more. Again, stop by at Snapshot Photo in Saranac Lake on Broadway. 891-0099 is the number to dial. They are back from vacation. Also can handle those passport photos, too, if you've been thinking about getting that passport photo taken care of. Mike and Gail can handle that for you. Again, slide film, black and white film, all of your processing needs, too. Don't forget one-hour film processing, the old standby. They're still doing that at Snapshot Photo, and they're to handle your photography needs. Right on Broadway in Saranac Lake, 891-0099. And say hi to Mike and Gail for us. That's a Snapshot Photo in Saranac Lake. And it is, again, the Tuesday edition of the K&J Show. And we're glad to welcome our guests today, Brenda and Tony, and talking a little bit about small businesses and what they can do in this opportunity that's out there in terms of this workshop coming up for them to possibly prepare for what may come, I guess is the best way to describe it, but obviously to learn some great skills for you to survive as a small business owner. In talking about sort of the mega retailer issue, and you're in Plattsburgh, Tony, what has been the experience maybe since, you know, that Walmart has come in? Have a lot of people, a lot of small business owners tried to tap into some of the resources like what you have available?
Walmart came in, I recall, just over 10 years ago. I think it was 94, 93 was when they came in. Of course, at the same time, the base was closing, so it's difficult to say that, you know, either one is causing either businesses dropping sales or what have you. Definitely, you know, closer to the base, there were definitely many businesses who suffered quite a bit, but that was basically because of the base closure. Mm-hmm. And if you look at where Walmart is on Route 3, definitely, there's been an incredible increase in the number of businesses on Route 3, especially a lot of franchise-type restaurants. Though there's also been a lot of independent restaurants open up. Actually, there were three restaurants that opened up just in the last couple of months. Plattsburgh has, for the most part, done very well. I think this past year they were the number 7 fastest growing small community in the whole country over the last 10 or 12 years since Walmart opened. Of course, you can't, you know, it's hard to, I teach economics and finance, and in academia, when you try to relate one variable to another variable, in essence, it's hard to say, well, because so many other variables that can affect how a community develops over time. It's hard to say that Walmart causes, and Walmart either causes an increase in business or Walmart causes a decrease in business, because there are many other factors. Mm-hmm. The downtown Plattsburgh actually is doing much better now than it was 10 years ago. Whether it's because of Walmart, I don't think it has anything to do with Walmart. It has to do, in essence, with more concentration as far as the city is paying more attention to trying to develop downtown and the waterfront, mm-hmm. Which, regardless of what Walmart does, Definitely the malls probably had a bigger effect on the downtown Plattsburgh back in the 80s than anything else. Mm-hmm. Now, you want to say something, Brenda? As far as counseling, yeah, definitely there are, we dealt with one company just last year who actually sells to Walmart. It's a manufacturer in the North Country. Mm-hmm. Walmart does buy local, so there are some manufacturers that could mm-hmm. take advantage of being able to buy from Walmart.
There are opportunities to coexist out there.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I mean, definitely restaurants. Walmart, one thing it does is creates additional traffic. So you have to be able to tap into that additional traffic. How do you tap into additional traffic? If you're definitely a service-related industry, you like a restaurant, definitely there's tons of restaurants that opened up on Route 3 over the last 10 years or so. Mm-hmm. So I can't see how a restaurant would be hurt. Either it would have a negligible effect or a beneficial effect. Again, I think most of the people that are concerned are retailers. That is, clothing retailers that sell other types of supplies that may be at Walmart. But the way to in essence, every store, every business has to differentiate themselves. It's a term used in marketing a lot. It's differentiation. That is what makes you different, and why would someone come and buy something at your store? Mm-hmm. Specifically, you'll have a higher price at Walmart, but that's people are willing to pay a higher price if they see the added value. So what you have Absolutely. To do is you have to give value. You know, if people will pay double for something if they perceive there's at least twice the benefit. And people do so. Actually, you know, in the last 5 or 10 years, there's been an incredible boom in the economy, the U.S. economy, as far as high-end, companies and businesses that in essence, serve the high end of the market. And those industries and those retailers have definitely in the last 5 or 6 years, have done very well. I mean, Saranac Lake is definitely a big tourist destination. There's a lot of people that come here with skiing and in the summer as well. I mean, outdoors type people yeah. coming in from all over the country. So typically they're not going to want to go to Walmart if they're looking for something local. They'll probably go to Walmart if they're looking for underwear or something, but definitely they're looking for something that, you know, what's Saranac Lake about. So I don't think that, and besides the fact, I mean, our workshop is going to be geared towards helping, businesses specifically. You know, one of the major issues that businesses have is they have little idea as far as their finances and their books, and that's what I've seen a lot is existing businesses come and see us, and they don't really have much in the way of – they can't really tell you what their margins are, what their food costs are as far as percentages. And those are things you need to know. You need to know how much you spent last month on utilities and what was that compared to the year before. Mm-hmm. Because, you know – otherwise, in essence, you're running your business blindly, and if you do that, then if you can't see what you've done in the past, then it's hard to see what you can do in the future. And sometimes businesses are spending money or wasting money in certain areas where they can be cutting, and definitely taking some of their money and investing in other areas. I mean, when someone comes, an existing business comes and see me, I always say, you know, okay, you have $50,000. What's the best thing you can do with that $50,000? Okay. Yeah. It may not be, you know, doing some remodeling. It may be putting the $50,000 into new equipment or it may not be, you know, certain types of advertising, you know, like definitely advertising on WNBZ would be a good thing to do.
All right.
But you always have to look at that return
on
a dollar.
That's a good point. That
if you spend a dollar, you have to get at least a dollar back or you're losing money.
And, right. And Brenda, you're dealing with the same thing. I mean,
absolutely.
Advice as well as, trying to teach businesses, in a sense, to find their niche out there is
yes.
a big part of this.
And I can't stress enough to the number of my clients who, in Malone, our Walmart is being built
right.
as we speak.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't stress enough to my clients who come in that they need to be changing their business plans, their marketing plans, and their long-term strategic plans because they are going to have to change the way they do business.
Mm-hmm.
And if the Walmart comes in up here, or another big box or another mega retailer, these businesses up here are going to have to do the same thing. And guess what? That takes time. Tony and I can attest to the amount of time that it takes to do a complete business plan. It can take up to a couple of months to do it well. And because we can't always sit down with you on the same day and get it all done. It takes time to do it well, even to get the financials together.
And this is confidential that
Oh, my gosh, absolutely. And we don't share your financials with anybody. We look at everything with you. We go through it with a fine-tooth comb. And it's so important that you have to plan for the long term. And by changing directions now, if you know this mega retailer is coming, by making small changes now to the way you do businesses, you can be more solid. You can be in a better position financially. You can be in a better position with your supply chain. You can be in a better position all the way around. So if this mega retailer lands in Saranac Lake, that is just plan A. If the mega retailer lands in Saranac Lake, you are in a better position. If they don't land here, you're still in a better position. So
that's great. And these are obviously plenty of things that people will learn about at this upcoming workshop. And we're just about out of time. But for people that want to register for this, so what should they do?
They can call Comlinks to register. Our phone number is 483-1261. And you can just ask for extension 1012 or extension 1019. And sorry, Emma, to pop this on you, but I'm going to be dropping off some more flyers to Emma at the Chamber of Commerce. And I'm going to be pounding the streets here in Saranac Lake today and then also down in Tupper. And they can also call Tony.
You can also visit our website at northcountry.nyssbdc.org. Which will link you to the workshop and other workshops actually that we're offering throughout the year.
Excellent. Yes. Well, I want to thank you both for coming in today. Thanks so much. We are just about out of time. This has been the K&J Show on your Tuesday and brought to you by Snapshot Photo.